crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. It's Sunday, the 12th day of April, 2015. Well, 3 days ago, the National Guard came out and said that Infowars.com was not welcome at a so-called dirty bomb exercise in Southern California that ties into the major Jade Helm operations coming up in a few months. And now we know why. We ended up getting sent footage from that event that they didn't want us at. And it was a crowd control, basically martial law operation. That video's up on Infowars.com. That said, I'm not going to really get into that issue today. We've been covering that a lot. The things we're going to be breaking down are Legion. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of England, big globalist, has come out. And basically, even British newspapers are calling him a megalomaniac, saying democracy doesn't work. The answer, basically, is totalitarianism. And he says he's not happy with what governments are doing, so he wants to head up a corporate global governance. Well, it's a corporate global governance we're already in. But then they're blaming what's happening in our nations on the globalist policy, so their answer is, give us more power. He's on the cover of Newsweek saying democracy isn't working. Just like Newsweek says, the case for killing Granny. And he's also come out and said that England can't leave the euro, that will cripple the nation. That's because 83%, according to Lord Monckton, and it's admitted by their parliament, of their laws in the UK are made by the EU, just like most of our laws are now made by these unelected global bodies. I had a fellow walk up to me last night at a movie theater, and he said, you know, have you heard of the Global Leadership Council? And I went, yeah, it's a Rockefeller spinoff. And he said, but they have their own security council. All these powerful people are on it. And I said, yeah, there's over 50 of these groups. It's all run by the same people to create the illusion that all these corporate institutions and all these governmental institutions want what's being set up now. But it's a couple hundred of the same people that run all these major global institutions. People like Hillary Clinton, who has announced she's running for president. Today, we're going to be playing her announcement video that's truly disgusting about fighting for the little guy against the establishment. That'd be like the Queen of England putting out a video about fighting against the establishment. It makes me truly want to throw up. She admits she's going to use the Obama strategy advisors. Hillary will mimic Obama's re-election campaign. So with Obama, it's all race diversion. With her, it'll all be feminism. And that's what Greenwald's saying. There's a graphic on the front page of Infowars.com. Glenn Greenwald, opposition to her, meaning Hitlery. I mean, if Obama's the black Hitler, she definitely is the female Hitler. They go, how dare you say that of our Lord and Savior? Whatever. Opposition to her is going to be depicted as misogynistic. It's going to be this completely symbolic message that's going to overshadow the fact that she'll do nothing but continue everything in pursuit of her own power. Well, beyond her own sickening power, she's totally blackmailed and totally compromised. So we're going to look at Hillary, get Rand Paul's powerful response to Clinton. Obama has met with Raul Castro in Panama. We'll give you details of that. Obama absolves, Castro absolves Obama of fault for U.S. imperialist aggression. What a sick joke. We'll look at revealed U.S. government programs secretly injected citizens with plutonium and uranium. More out on that. Mexico murders, new arrests and slayings of 43 college students who dared protest the mayor's wife. Boy, they could take some freedom down in Mexico. Instead, I've got stacks of news articles here about how all sex is rape on colleges and all these fake reports from Rolling Stone and others making up rapes to make the cause celeb that men are bad raping women, and that's the epidemic. While, meanwhile, globally, all hell breaks loose and humanity itself is under attack. That's coming up, plus breathtaking footage from NASA astronauts spacewalking with GoPros. The video's on Infowars.com Raw. Stay with us.
Lord knows I can't change. Lord, help me, I can't change.
Jones.
Lord, I can't change.
Gonna fly.
Won't you fly? Free.
Free Bird Clinton.
Yeah.
Hey, who needs to change? You just keep the Obamas and Bushes and Clintons in power forever. I say the Obamas because you know they're going to run his wife, Michelle, at some point and say that you're racist and against women if you don't vote for her. And they're already announcing less than 2 hours after she made her formal announcement that they'll be running a repeat of the whole Obama run where if you don't support her, you are anti-woman. Wasn't hard to guess that that was going to be the case. Hillary says that she's going to be crusading, is her words, for the middle class and the common person against the elites. That's why she is basically bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the mega banks, supports Obamacare, gang raping everybody's medical records and jacking up your prices as the insurance companies worldwide are in an orgy of profits over the giant screw job that is Obamacare that was written with the Republican leadership involved. Advisors, Hillary will mimic Obama's re-election campaign. That's right. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign will center on boosting economic security for the middle class and expanding opportunities for working families while casting the former senator and secretary of state as a tenacious fighter, able to get results, two senior advisors said Saturday. President Barack Obama all but endorsed her, saying, I think she would make an excellent president. We're going to play her new promo video here in a moment that is her formal announcement. Continuing here, there's a disgusting quote in here again about how she's going to fight for the little guy. Oh, hell no. Clinton's stale presidential plan wrong for the nation. An article on the New York Post. The real issue is Clinton fatigue and national exhaustion from having been there, done that too many times before. Absolutely. The public gets that we don't want another Bush. We don't want another Clinton. I forget who said it, but the presidency is not a crown to be passed back and forth between two families. I mean, pretty soon we'll just have one family in charge. It'll be like North Korea. We'll have a communistic royal house. Rand Paul slams Hillary Clinton's grand hypocrisy. I think the thing it is about the Clintons is that there's a certain sense that they think they're above the law. We've got a clip of what he had to say today on Meet the Press. And then we'll get to some other clips.
I think the thing is about the Clintons is that there's a certain sense that they think they're above the law. And I think there's also this grand hypocrisy for the Clintons in the sense that we've got this whole thing, this war on women thing that they like to talk about, and yet Hillary Clinton has taken money from countries that rape victims are publicly lashed. In Saudi Arabia, a woman was gang raped by seven men. She was publicly lashed 90 times, and then she was convicted of being in the car with an unmarried man. We should be boycotting, voluntarily boycotting a country, not buying stuff from a country that does that to women.
So you
women.
Want to boycott. So if you're president, Saudi Arabia, you're no longer an ally.
Well,
you're
no,
done.
I think that's a little different than what I'm saying. I'm talking about, you remember with South Africa,
okay.
You know, there was much of it that was voluntary boycott,
right,
saying, you know what, personally, you know, I'm going to try to tell my university not to invest in this country because of what they do to women. And see, I think I would expect Hillary Clinton, right, if she believes in women's rights, she should be calling for a boycott of Saudi Arabia. Instead, she's accepting tens of millions of dollars. And I think it looks unseemly. Yep. And there's going to be some explaining she's going to have to come up with.
Right. That is an incredibly pro-human statement. It's not pro-woman or pro-man. Shouldn't be man or woman's issues. It's human issues. And do we want our daughters to live under that type of oppression? Do we want to support countries like Saudi Arabia that are so oppressive, they make apartheid look like a cakewalk? I mean, Saudi Arabia is a lunatic asylum with the elite they've got over there, completely above the law, involved in every form of bizarre decadence you can imagine for the elites, but not the general public. And you never hear a word, as InfoWars.com points out on a weekly basis, from Gloria Steinem or any of the feminists about ISIS murdering women en masse all over the world, our government funding them, on and on and on. It's just all, you support Hillary and what she wants, government-run health care, victim disarmament, open borders, higher taxes, or you're against women. And then she puts out her campaign ad, lesbians hugging and basically kissing on each other. I'm going to talk about this later in the broadcast, but here's the deal. I am sick of being force-fed this. It's not that I'm not open-minded and I can't handle it. It's I want my kids to be able to go to school and not be taught in the first grade about Heather having two mommies or Billy having two daddies. I mean, that's just not what you're supposed to be teaching kids. You want to re-engineer society. You don't like what the parents may be teaching them. So you want to get in there first and set the precedent that you are the parents. In fact, I'm going to talk about this later in the broadcast. I went and saw last night, because it's in theaters, the movie about James Randi. I was robbed going and seeing An Honest Liar. It's got one of the highest Rotten Tomatoes ratings, 98% ever. It's got a 7.9 on IMDb, and it was unwatchable. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I'm here to tell you all it was clips off YouTube. The first half, the second half was nothing but him and his husband, an illegal alien from Venezuela. And it was all about legalizing the open borders and what a victim he is, living in some mansion with his 40-year younger boyfriend. And I had to sit there and watch it because James Randi has attacked me many times for made up stuff. And so I wanted to go see it. And what he did was expose a lot of real frauds, you know, preachers that have people with radio transmitters reading into their ears, you know, carnival type stuff. And of course, James Randi is a former carny himself. So it takes one to know one. But then he basically just endorses socialism and liberalism on every front and attacks me. We have a clip of it coming up because I think water fluoridation is bad. And there's 25 Harvard studies that came out 2 years ago. Reuters reported saying it lowers IQ and gives you bone cancer. You've got almost 100% of the scientists of the EPA two separate times sending a letter saying take it out. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's incredibly toxic and deadly. But it doesn't matter. He's got a beard. He talks with a lisp. He's the authority. And he gave me the Pegasus top award in, you know, Pig That Flies. In 2013, he's like Snopes. He just sits there on the mountain and just says, Alex Jones is a fraud because he sells water filters that supposedly cut out fluoride. That's like saying, Valvoline's a fraud. They supposedly sell oil filters that make your engine run longer. I mean, water fluoridation's the biggest fraud out there, but water filtration is the biggest part of civilization. I mean, you go to any rich person's house, and they've got like a $30,000 in-house filtration system. You go to any fancy restaurant, it's filtered water. I mean, everybody knows about filters. But no, James Randi says I'm a con man because I sell well-known, top-of-the-line, inexpensive fluoride filters that I personally use. I either filter my water or I drink spring water. But it doesn't matter. That's this authoritarian, eugenicist, leftist worldview. That's their sacrament, that they're going to put in the water what they say they are, and you're going to drink it, and because he says it's good, and again, he's gay, he's a gay wizard, basically, and he's got a wizard boyfriend that can barely talk. I mean, it was like watching creepy roadkill or something for 2 hours. Everyone's just bowing and fawning because, oh my gosh, you're gay. Oh, you're so accomplished. Wow, I'm so impressed. I'm so intellectual because I do everything you say because you have big eyebrows and a big gross beard. You can just see him in some leather outfit. Oh my God, it's a nightmare. I barely could eat after watching it. And it was him. He was creepy. If it had been a movie with funny gay guys or something like Best in Show, I'd have thought it was good. It was just unbelievable. A creepy assault by these control freaks.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the Earth. We've got it.
Speaking of seeing the Earth from here,
we've got it.
I'm going to narrate some of this later in the next hour. The video's up on Infowars.com. Breathtaking. NASA astronauts take you on a spacewalk with GoPro camera. 2 hours of it, basically unedited. Some of the most amazing footage I've ever seen. A few years ago, NASA released footage of time-lapse, the shuttle, on one of its last missions, flying around and around the world in all the thunderstorms and the lights at night. That should be humanity's identity. Is just how vast the universe is and how amazing it is to be conscious. When I was getting into seeing that movie about James Randi and all this, in none of the reviews, nowhere did they say it was about. It was like a conspiracy of the so-called left, the authoritarians that run the media, that it was a movie about James Randi exposing frauds. And you go, and it's like the movie The Imitation Game. Really good movie, really interesting story, really admirable man. What happened to him is sad. But the half the movie is about him being gay. And they don't tell you that. And it's just like, I'm sick of it. If I want to go see a movie about that, I will. I can't watch cartoons. I can't read the newspaper. My kids are being bombarded with it. I mean, we're being conquered by this. Force fed it. If I loved it, and folks, I'm neutral, literally neutral. If I loved it, I'd get sick of eating filet mignon 5 times a day. I mean, if it was the best thing since sliced bread, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's just everywhere. And I've got all this important world news, but you'd think America's identity, and people think this worldwide, isn't the bald eagle, isn't George Washington, isn't private property, isn't the Second Amendment, isn't prosperity, isn't you can go there and be free and not have elites and monopolies over you. That's what folks wanted to come here, number one reason. Worldwide, we're known as like Roman decline or something, like a not even gay or lesbian capital. It's more just we don't have rights to not be spied on or be signed on to trillions in foreign debt, or rights to not have poison put in our food and water and have GMO, or rights to be, you know, not geo-engineered, or we don't have rights to stop our government warmongering all over the world. And no, we just all can freak out and hate men and say that men are raping everyone all day, and then go gay, 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 lesbian, 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 just everywhere, cartoons, movies. I mean, I can't watch TV with my kids. It's just everywhere. And my kids go, why is it everywhere, including school, you name it? There's no writing. There's no arithmetic. There's no science. It's all just empty sports icons. That's why I'm sick of them, too. Just every man I know, oh, did you see that game between Wisconsin and Duke? Oh, and I'm just like, oh. It's just the pushing it. I mean, how can a world be built on sexual practices that don't even engage in procreation? Because that's why all creatures on this planet are built around procreation, because that's the main drive to survive. That's what you'd call, I guess, in their words, evolution. Well, how do you sabotage that? You make it all obsessed with men and women fighting with each other, the state running children, putting chemicals in the food and water that confuse sexuality on record, and then just making it the new civil right. You don't have a right to prosperity or a future, but you can be accepted if you promote and sell the same sex having sex together. As if the only thing in your life is sexuality. I mean, what must it be like for people out there that are attracted to the same sex who aren't complete lunatics, who don't want to, you know, turn their guns in, who want private property, who want to be free? What must it be like to the group that claims they represent you, that they're a bunch of abortion-pushing, eugenics-pushing, family-hating, on average, crazy people? And it's just so par for the course. In fact, I'll cover it now before I get into Hillary and all the big news and the Russian planes intercepting U.S. planes and just over-the-top news and mass kidnappings and murder in Mexico, but nobody cares about that. You know, they have to keep making up fake rape stories and fake swastika stories every day because, you know, everybody knows that the whites are all racist and everybody knows there's swastikas and burning crosses everywhere, even though none of them are real. Church burnings, all fake. It's just a total distraction from reality. James Randi, probably the most famous living magician out there, who people tell me all the time attacks me. So I see this movie's coming out, and I search his name, Alex Jones, find all these videos of him attacking me. Only have time to watch a couple. And it's this sniveling, conceited know-it-all. Oh, well, Mr. Jones wins the contest for actor or for entertainer or for whatever he says. I'll play the clip. He says and sells water filters claiming they cut out fluoride. Just every word he says is a lie. I don't claim it cuts out the fluoride. We got the test. It's what it does. And then as if it's bad to cut out fluoride and all these other chemicals in the water. You're crazy if you don't filter your water. That is just so well known. It's like saying, he claims the sun came up. Really? Prove it to me, Alex. And he sells, making a bunch of claims, unproven supplements. Oh, unproven. Oh, we're so horrible to sell a digestible, high-quality iodine. It's just legions of studies how good it is for you. Or a vitamin D3 that's truly organic. Or a vitamin B12 that's methylcobalamin, the same type you inject. I mean, I go to a medical doctor, okay? And I take injectable vitamin B12. I guess my medical doctor's bad, too. Because you're the amazing Randi, a big beard. You expose people that bend spoons. Oh, I'm not bending spoons, jackass. You and George Soros and Snopes can sit up there all day and go, these crazy right-wingers think there's a world government forming. They think the NSA's spying on them. I'm the amazing Randi. I looked back and found stuff he said 10 years ago that Jones thinks they're spying on the public. Ridiculous. I'm the amazing Randi. And then you go watch the movie, and it's all him and his boyfriend. I mean, it's just like, what? What? Everyone's like, it's like you've gone on a Mars mission, or you discovered the God gene, or you saved humanity, or you crossed the Bering Strait. Oh, my gosh, you're so accomplished. Wow. Wow. You sleep with a guy. Whoa. So shocking. We can't handle it. Let's go ahead and play this clip. I mean, this is, they make movies about people like this now. Here it is.
And in the performer category, Alex Jones, he's pushing dozens of pseudoscientific alternative therapies, such as water filters, that are supposed to remove poisonous fluoride and various unproven herbal remedies.
He can't even
He's
talk.
He's one of the spearheads of the 9/11 truther movement, which has no truth in it whatsoever.
Wow.
So, Alex Jones, congratulations. Now, there's another category.
Right, let's stop right there. Here. He keeps going. I win the Pegasus Award. There's no truth in 9/11 truth. I said, and we have him coming on the show next week, the former head of the U.S. Embassy, Springman, that they were ordered to let Muhammad Atta and others in. He said no. So the CIA came in and said, national security, he works for us. And we said the attacks were run out of Saudi Arabia and that was in the 9/11 report suppressed. Guess what? Head of the commission came out. Senator Graham, guess what? I've had congressmen on. That was there. I'm right. You're wrong. You're wrong, scum. You're wrong. You're an authoritarian, dirtbag, charlatan, con man. You understand? I'm real.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, open phones. What do you think of Herr Hitlery? I think it's fair to compare her to Hitler. She'd love to be in total power, total control. But is the presidency a crown to be passed back and forth between two families? We'll open the phones up. I'll get the number out in the next segment. Putting bookends on the whole gay agenda, gay assault, homosexual assault, whatever you want to call it. It's about controlling words. It's about dominating. It's about bullying. And it's about selling an entire totalitarian agenda, billed as leftist, on the back of, quote, being accepting and tolerant. It's about guilting the public into submitting to Obamacare and open borders and all the rest of it. And I go see a movie, and basically almost the whole thing is about how poor gay people have been persecuted and how illegal immigrants have as well, and it's okay they're involved in identity fraud, and the boyfriend steals identities and doesn't get in trouble. I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe it. And it's movie after movie now. It's like anything I go see, they don't tell you. And it's a huge lecturing against the family, against guns, against sovereignty. Or I go see a movie and there's a bad guy that's got my name. And I go see another movie and there's a bad guy that's got my name. And then I go see another and they go, I'm a racist that hates blacks and Jews and everybody else because I'm Alex because I follow Alex Jones. That was the David Cross movie just came out. I mean, it's just like, it's a full-on assault. And it was so crystallized in my mind when I left the movie theater last night. And in 20 minutes talking about this, I haven't articulated, I think, in the totality of why I'm so upset. The world is in major crisis. Genetic engineering is already mutating plants, animals, bacteria, you name it. The Earth's ecosystem is collapsing. And it's why I get so upset when they obsess over carbon dioxide so they can tax it and regulate it and control all development, decentralized control, when they ignore the thousands of real things that need to be done right now. The globalists are destroying the world, throwing gas on the fire, while lecturing everyone about giving them total control to fix it. And in almost every case, they are the full authors of what's happening. That's what's crazy when you really study this. And it's the same thing with this whole, quote, gay agenda. I open up the newspaper locally, or I turn on television the news, I come and read stacks of news every day, and I mean, there'll be 15 articles about tax day, extra difficult for many same-sex married couples. Associated Press. And it's like, fine, I'm sure it is tough. The point is, this is not the only issue in the world. I've got a stack of news here with new fake rape allegations in campuses. And it's just almost every time it turns out it's totally fake. The lacrosse thing years ago, the stuff that Rolling Stone's getting sued over, admitting they just made it up, cross burnings on a weekly basis, swastikas on a weekly basis, and it always comes out months later that it's done to make the group look like victims. I mean, there's hardly anyone burning crosses or putting up swastikas. I mean, give me a break. What, in a few spots in East Texas? Maybe in a few towns in Alabama? But see, we're all just so afraid of this boogeyman that all the real problems are going forward. I mean, our government's trying to start war with Russia. Our government's funding Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS. I have a stack of news on that I'm going to get to, that are just blowing up churches, kidnapping and grabbing children, forcing women into sex slavery, from Central Africa all the way to Pakistan. And our government is backing them. And then when they got caught 2 years ago backing them, they just changed the name and then now go, oh, they're rampaging. No one can stop them. And the Iraqi president comes out three times and goes, we have caught the NATO forces arming ISIS. This is all staged. I mean, I'm worried about that, folks. I'm worried about an elite that would put salmon in the ocean that are now in the ocean that major university studies show will extinct all the natural salmon. They're three times larger. They've got insect genes in them. They've got all sorts of weird, unnatural proteins. You wonder why we're all getting cancer, why the allergies are increasing. I mean, within 20 years, folks, it's going to be crazy town. You're going to need all the advanced technologies just to stay alive. See, we won't get all the advanced technologies to live longer. It'll be just to keep us alive. You're going to have three-parent embryos soon. Because there isn't going to be anyone with sperm that works. Talk about children of men. It's already here. And then you pull back and you realize it's all an engineered plan. And you go, oh, my God, there's no way these people are human. When you really get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, and I'm not saying they're space aliens, but, man, when you really get to the bottom of the global elite and what they're doing, it's just a sick joke. I could care less what someone's sexual preference is. And I'm not saying that to, like, I'm guilted and I'm here, oh, saying that to try to get you to believe me if you're a liberal. It's just I am not obsessed with bodily functions and sex. And I realize it's a psychic warfare thing to screw our kids up. Children shouldn't be sexualized about anything sexual. I don't care if it's heterosexual or what it is. And I mean, I've got all these articles about white privilege in colleges and how they're teaching them to get your degree, that being white is bad, and what you need to do to not be evil. As if that's the only issue in the world, to get everybody infighting with each other. And then meanwhile, Mexico murders, new arrest and slayings of 43 Guerrero college students. In 2014, they protested the mayor. And so they were kidnapped, tortured, and then incinerated. And I mean, I've got scores of stories like that today. And no one cares about young people being incinerated. But I guarantee you, if some gay person got munched in the nose down there, it'd be international news right now. And Anderson Cooper would be helping, you know, pat him on the back and just all the rest of it. Anderson Cooper of the Central Intelligence Agency, who leaked all those photos of his boyfriend hanging out and kissing other guys. It's like Hollywood folks releasing fake sex tapes, trying to make himself a celebrity. Nowadays, to become famous, you just release a photo of your boyfriend, all photoshopped, you know, shot like it was the cover of Time magazine professionally. I knew it was fake when it came out. Then they admitted it was fake. Kissing his boyfriend. Now an accomplishment is your boyfriend kissing someone, another man, and then that's big news. What a failed, fallen society. I mean, if it was heterosexuals running around grandstanding like this, here's a heterosexual newscaster whose wife got caught kissing another man. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, it's crazy. Meanwhile, look at this stack of news just on ISIS today. ISIS, and our borders are wide open, Islamists kidnap 120 school children in Iraq, city of Mosul, Business Times. Residents, including children, are desperately fighting off Islamic State militants. There's videos of children as young as 8 battling them because they don't have any hope. They're dead if they don't. Iraq had a Second Amendment under Saddam. That's why it had to be taken out, so they've still got some guns hidden. Only reason they can fight the West Al-Qaeda force. ISIS, Islamists kidnap 120 school children. Gunman attacks South Korean embassy in Tripoli. 2 guards killed. Reuters. ISIS again. Here's another one up on Infowars.com. New Islamic State video calls for attacks on the American homeland. Promises another 9/11. And meanwhile, our border is completely, totally wide open. And the FBI says that we should brace for the attacks to come that they believe are basically imminent. And then when there are attacks, the answer will be wider borders open, but checkpoints in the shopping malls. I was watching Fox and CNN last week. We have their TVs on in different rooms here at the office. And so it had to be the talking point because I caught it like 3 times. I barely even watch, going, "What? How do we protect the soft targets of shopping malls?" The answer is more armed security and perhaps checkpoints like airports. Walk in another room, same thing on CNN, same thing on Fox. But the border's wide open. That's like leaving your front door open, but having an armed guard on the roof. I mean, it's so stupid. The answer is arm the people and control the border and don't fund Al-Qaeda.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the bottom line. All of the basic freedoms that were fought for and gained since 1215 and the signing of the Magna Carta and the beginning of the Renaissance, and what grew into the Gutenberg press, the printing press, right into 1776 and where we are today, is being reversed. All the basic human liberties of a man, a woman, regardless of what color you are, is being overthrown. And so you don't notice that they make all these new rights and new civil rights and new human rights movements. So the tyrants can represent those movements and, quote, protect you because you're in a, quote, group, but don't protect the individual freedom. You don't have a right to try to stay away from their fluoride, their deadly vaccines. California's going to the governor's desk with forced inoculation bill. Worldwide, they're coming out with all your different appliances surveilling you. You even pay for it in the cost. Driverless cars are being announced by Ford, Toyota, BMW, where it won't let you speed. It'll report everything you do beyond 1984. But see, the individual's having their rights attacked. But then you're given little faux rights for the group you're in. And you have a group representative that then speaks for you. This is the cult we're under. It's tribalism. It's the opposite of civilization. It's the opposite of classical liberalism. And it's very, very sad. Classical liberalism says, I'm tolerant. And you can basically live however you want as long as you don't hurt me. But I don't have to accept the way you live. And you don't have to accept me. And I don't have to accept your company. We now have the inverse of that. The totalitarianism taught at colleges and high schools across this country is beyond North Korea. And that's what they have planned in this nation. Can't have a Halloween costume. Might offend somebody. They're talking about re-editing Lady and the Tramp. Now Disney is, and taking the Siamese cats out because they speak with Asian accents. Well, yeah, and that one dog speaks with a Scottish accent and is goofy. And all of them are goofy. That's the whole point, is they're having fun. You're making fun. You're having fun. You ever watch Japanese television, how silly they act? That isn't a reflection on Japanese people. It's their comedians. But this is the attack on language, the attack on freedom, because we're being overwritten. All of our freedoms are being dismantled. Tyranny is being brought in. They let kids play violent video games, watch all the violence they want on television, but then if your 10-year-old draws a picture of a gun, they get arrested. Or if you're seen playing with a Nerf gun at your own home, you get suspended. Even though the school doesn't have that power, they do it because it's a power grab. But then no one cares when California and Pennsylvania and other states, 7-8 years ago, got caught watching kids over the webcams at home. And the school didn't get caught. They announced it and were proud of it. And when I first reported that, when it was in local news, when the lawsuit was filed, people thought I was lying 7 years ago. Because, oh, no school would watch kids at home on the government-issued laptops. Remember I told you the NSA 20 years ago was listening and watching and how they did it. Not because I was smart, because there were already whistleblowers back then. James Bamford and countless others had gone public. And then now we just sit here with the public educated on 50 different sexual preferences. That's what Facebook has. Things that won't matter for you in the future. Things that won't get you ahead or help your family. Just all this mindless trivia, mindless infighting. Gotta ban the name of birds that have the word black in them. The word black is racist. Just an assault. And then we have people like Tony Blair. I remember seeing him in the BBC in 1996 saying, I am declaring war, right when he was elected, on the Magna Carta. What a bold, see, he knows how to boldly assault, knowing that people have no rudder and don't even know what that is. And so now I've seen articles in major U.S. newspapers, headline, is the Declaration of Independence terrorist? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? These are headlines. Look them up. And they have serious debates going, could you actually say no to a government? No, never. Say yes to Hitler. Say yes to Kim Jong-un. Say yes to Stalin. Of course you can. And our government's run by foreign banks. It's not even legitimate. It's we the people, right? And I've got Tony Blair. He's in the news saying we got to stay in the euro and not leave it. Even though they never voted to join the euro, they said, don't worry, these agreements don't put you in the euro that he put them under. He's now a major Vatican agent. That's who he works for. Not bashing the Catholics, but I mean, that's Tony Blair's not even a Catholic, and he works for the Vatican, pushing global government. Headline, Daily Mail, is this proof? Megalomaniac Blair does want to rule the world. Ex-PM accused of bidding for global nomination after vow to set up Leaders Club. And he goes on the cover of Newsweek to say democracy's failed. That's exactly what the editor, foreign editor of the Financial Times of London said a few years ago in the headline, and now for world government. And he said, yes, totalitarianism is the answer. World government's real, totalitarianism's the answer, and then he wrote a follow-up piece attacking me, saying I was crazy, and that world government didn't exist. See, it's a mind game. We want world government. It's totalitarian, but it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a Bilderberg group, but it's there and it loves you. Davos isn't calling for a global currency and $100 trillion in taxes every decade, but they are. There's no death panels in Obamacare, but there is. They just talk to us like we're morons. And then now the American people across the board, left, right, center, don't like Hillary Clinton. They know she's corrupt. They know that Obamacare is a screw job. They know she lied. They know she's been involved in Benghazi and Fast and Furious and every other crime you can imagine, and lying like Brian Williams about being in shoot down attacks in Bosnia. And still they try to sell her and force feed her down our throats through their arrogance. Let's play her new 2-minute promo video that again got me on that rant earlier. A presidential launch showing two women snuggling each other. And you know, my point is, it'd be inappropriate to show some, you know, college couple snuggling. It's like an obsession with sex. It's just to throw it in your face, just constant. It's just gimmicks. I mean, these are robber barons ruling us, taking us over. Talking about world government, global treaties that are secret, we can't even read. The government power grabbing the internet, power grabbing the borders, just wide open. World sliding into depression, and it doesn't matter. Let them eat cake. No. Let them have transgender bathrooms. Okay, fine. How does that build a society? It doesn't. They're giving us mental illness, folks. They're messing with us. They're giving us a psychological virus. Here is Hillary Clinton's disgusting announcement.
I'm getting ready for a lot of things. A lot of things.
It's spring, so we're starting to get the gardens ready, and my tomatoes are legendary here in my own neighborhood.
So see, it's all about the people buying into her.
My daughter is about to start kindergarten next year, and so we're moving.
Yeah. Just so you buy into South by Southwest, you're a hero. You buy into being gay, you're a hero.
Estamos empezando un primer negocio.
You buy into open borders, you're a hero.
After 5 years of raising my children, I am now going back to work.
Every day we're trying to get more ready and more prepared.
It's all about having children. Oh, look, Hillary has your children. It's just
right
all,
now I'm
it's like the drug edge.
It's a look into what
where
the
a happy
real
woman's running up some mountaintop. Then he goes, this drug may kill you.
This summer to someone I really care about.
Gay guys.
I'm going to be in the play and I'm going to be
But the thing is,
it's
like the whole Super Bowl was that. Just, is there anything else on the world but this?
I'm getting ready to retire soon.
Oh, you're going to take your pension fund, dumb bud.
Reinventing yourself in many ways.
Well, we've been doing a lot of home renovations.
But most importantly, we really just want to teach our dog to quit eating the trash.
So it's a total feel-good
so
crud.
High hopes for 2015 that's going to happen.
I've started a new career recently. This is a fifth-generation company, which means a lot to me. This country was founded on hard work, and it really feels good to be a part of that.
Look at the McDonald's, man.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president.
Oh, what a sinister
Americans
woman.
Americans fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked
in favor
of those at
the top. Why don't you run all your girlfriends up there, French kissing them?
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead.
Hillary.
Because when families are strong, America is strong.
Hillary, I'm not mad at you. You show the lesbians at the end.
So
I'm not mad at you because you're a lesbian.
To earn your vote. Because it's your time.
I'm mad at you because you're a warmongering, gun-running criminal that had Vince Foster killed. You were involved in Oklahoma City bombing. And you're an anti-American totalitarian. And you prey on people. And you helped ram through Obamacare that you know hurts poor people and raises taxes. And you're disgusting. That's why you're bad. I don't dislike you because you're a woman. I dislike you because you're a monster. I dislike you because you're a lying, predatory shill. And Bill Clinton was nothing but your beard. And that's all he's ever been. Why don't you be proud of the fact that you love women? There's nothing wrong with it, Hillary. Right? According to you? Of course, you have a whole bunch of them.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Given the number out in the last segment, forgot to do it while I was ranting. You can call in on any subject you want. All I ask is that you be a first-time caller. We do that a couple days a week. This is one of those days. You're welcome to bring up any of the subjects we've already raised or any other topics I haven't covered. There's a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. What we're seeing is a criminal takeover with a bunch of PR experts designed at causing infighting and distracting us and getting us to become mentally ill and obsess over things that don't exist while they run away with the store. The toll-free number to join us is different than the weekday number. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And all I ask is you have a good phone. If you disagree, we don't really screen your calls. We just make sure that your phone works and it sounds good. If you want to tell us what you're calling about, that's fine. If you disagree, tell us and we'll put you to the head of the line. In fact, if you're a Hillary supporter, you go to the head of the line. Let me say the number real slow. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And, of course, so you just dial that on your Obama phone. We got to send Carlos Slim some more money, the Mexican Don, richest man in the world, who makes money off those. He's the only guy that makes money off those, last time I read. Or if you're one of the big, rich elitists that support Hillary. You know, the richest people in Congress are Democrats, not even Republicans. It's just a fact that they're the top of the pyramid when it comes to the government. And that's why they want collectivism. They don't want a free market. They want a cinched-up market they control. Hey, but give me your best shot. I mean, we're on stations all over the country. You've called before. I'd like to hear from Hillary supporters out there. Boy, they're really going after Rand Paul because he's a good man. He's a caring man. He's a patriot. And even if he doesn't win, we've got to defend him because they're going to try to tear down the liberty movement in the process. And I know Rand's got too much credibility to do this. He hasn't thrown me under the bus, even though he's probably been asked to do that about 100 times last month. I know it's been in the news. And he hasn't. He just says, I do a lot of interviews. That's what his dad says when they attack him. I mean, if Rand wants to throw me under the bus, he's welcome to do it, but that's not going to help him, and he knows that. The system's going to attack him because they know he is just Americana. He's not even that hardcore. I'm not that hardcore. I seem hardcore in this bizarre sea of placating ourselves to every form of tyranny, but, I mean, Rand Paul would be a moderate in 1776. He'd be a moderate in 1920. It's just that, Jack Kennedy cut taxes in the major bracket by 50%, the other bracket's 30%. Can you imagine if Rand Paul called for cutting taxes 50%? I mean, he's called for abolishing the IRS and auditing the Federal Reserve and stuff like that. But, I mean, he's just basically called for not raising taxes, and that's like, oh, my gosh. And we caught the Democrats dressing up in hayseed outfits with overalls, and I could tell it was fake. People did image searches and found out Democratic Party operatives in Kentucky dressed up would come out and say, I don't like blacks, I like Rand Paul. I mean, and we caught them in Houston doing it. This is what they do. They false flag. A lot worse than fictitious characters like Francis Underwood. I mean, the only problem with that show is it acts like there's just a bunch of lobbyists and power interests. No, it's centralized. Megabanks run the show. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they fund the gun control groups. They fund the open borders. They fund your five-year-old being taught not how to add 2 plus 2, but how to... Well, you know what he says to him when he first lines him up in Full Metal Jacket. Now they got drill sergeants in there saying the opposite. And all I'm saying is that's not the place in these schools. It's just reached crazy town. We're going to come back and take your phone calls and get to this video audio clip of Tony Blair. It's pretty shocking, but it's par for the course. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We're live this Sunday, 4 to 6. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, 11 a.m. Central.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Hillary Clinton's come out and said, quote, the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. And since the Clintons got in power, you've seen an acceleration of the elite having most of the money. And that very elite are busy trying to blame the middle class as much as they can for the inequity, when it's the middle class that is the known ladder for the working class into prosperity. And the bigger your middle class, the more prosperous your country is. And our middle class, the last 30 years, has constricted at a very accelerated rate by every metric. She comes out and says she wants to be the champion. I've got her disgusting quotes, read them last hour, of the little person and wants to expand the middle class. All you're going to hear is vote for her or you're against women. Just like vote for Obama or you're racist. And if they can, they'll run some shill like Jeb Bush against her. Just like they ran McCain and others against Obama. But this time we have a real candidate in Rand Paul. I mean, I know he's a good man. I've known him for 20 years. They make a big deal about that in the news, like I'm some horrible person. And they say he's a horrible person. They say Ted Cruz is a horrible person because he said there were death panels in Obamacare, which they admit there are. It's like, they're horrible. They say fish live in the ocean. Oh, how discredited. When Obama gets up on TV and says you didn't build your business, and if you raise the debt limit, it doesn't raise the debt. I mean, it's just a confidence game. And I look at Infowars.com and a photo of Hillary Clinton that her campaign put out, juxtaposed with a quote by Glenn Greenwald, opposition to her, Hillary, is going to be depicted as misogynistic. It's going to be this completely symbolic messaging that's going to overshadow the fact that she'll do nothing but continue everything in pursuit of her own power. And you look at that pretentious, predatory, narcissistic rage, that Jezebel look in her eyes that I've seen in other women's eyes that are just on these delusions. I mean, they just believe they're invincible. They believe they're unstoppable. And they just go around attacking whoever they want. This is the woman involved in sicking the IRS. She's really running the White House on the Christians. I mean, this is a despot. And I oppose Bush and the despotism he was involved in. This is way beyond that. Way beyond that. And I think, how long do we put up with these predators? How much will we go along with? I don't even want to say if there was a woman that had the qualifications and it was a patriot, I'd vote for her. Of course I would. I don't even need to say that. I don't need to say I'm not racist because I don't like Obamacare. It's a giant screw job written by insurance companies whose profits are up almost 50% in the last 2 years globally. Globally. Look, just search. Insurance companies' profits up almost 50% globally just on the roasting and feasting on America that is Obamacare. I mean, our country is unsustainable with a $19 trillion debt, and we've been signed on to half of the $2.2 quadrillion global debt that isn't ours. And instead of being educated on that, school kids are educated on the plight of the poor gay people. And don't you want to be gay? I mean, I wouldn't want heterosexuals in the schools recruiting my kids. It's called pedophilia. But see, as long as you put something out there as educational or as anti-racist or anti-misogynistic or whatever, it's okay. Like Jocelyn Elders. Can we find the tapes of her saying, you reach down and help a masturbate? The elementary, I mean, a creepy woman in a general outfit talking about kids masturbating? I mean, what planet did I wake up on? A creepy woman in a general outfit. I mean, I just, you people, you're creepy. Hillary Clinton is creepy. Obama is creepy. Michael Moore is creepy. With his six-armed Nelly security guards? I mean, this is what I'm dominated by? This is who rules the country and the world? Yes, because good men and women are too prideful to be involved. We run our own lives, our own businesses, we have our own friends, and we hide. Patriots and true liberty lovers have been in the closet too long, and it's time we point out what these people are who dictate reality to us. I mean, I'm so sick of having reality dictated to me by these authoritarian dirtbags. I mean, everyone should be what? All over the country, they're trying to say that the colors of things are racist or to say Chinese food is racist. I mean, it's just totally turning us into basket cases. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. I don't even know who to go to first. Let's go to Emily in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome.
I cannot believe I'm on the phone with you.
Well, okay. You are. You're on the air with Pumpkinhead himself. I'm nobody. Just an average guy. What's on your mind today about her Lord and Savior, Hillary?
That's exactly it. She is not Jesus Christ. Why is she crusading? It is supposed to be campaigning. He already died for me on the cross. Thank you. Hell yeah, I came from
Washington. Well, I mean, Emily, are you against women? Are you against women because you don't like Hillary?
No, I'm a white-blooded, red and white and blue American.
There you go. Now you're a racist white person. Good Freudian slip. Let's have all the white people commit suicide. That'll fix the problems.
Wait, Alex, before you go for me, can I tell you how awesome you are?
Well, you know that's not my favorite topic, but we don't screen your calls. Go ahead and tell me how awesome I am.
Okay, listen, this is Out and Out, Miracle from Heaven. I got on the line with you. It's always full. It's always busy. It's because the American public is talking. My brother-in-law and sister used to work in D.C. My brother-in-law passed from cancer. He was totally healthy. I had a dream that he was to the left side of me and our whole family extended go and in front of us. I mean, this nation is turning into corruption. Look at the YouTube dreams of Obama. It's just ridiculous. The American people do not want this. You truly are a crusader. You're not racist. That's the only reason why.
Yes, I'm very bad. No. I'm against aborting 52% of black people, ma'am. So I am racist. If you're not for Planned Parenthood that gave awards to Hitler and got awards from Hitler, you are racist. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I'm going to move quick. Robert in Washington, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to share an idea. I didn't want to talk about, the bride of Satan there. I wanted to talk about an idea I had I wanted to share with you, and I think it might put a financial broadsword in your hand.
Sure, we're not screening the calls. You're on air right now.
Okay, it's a financial, it's called a financial Minutemen. And the idea is you could organize 1 million financial Minutemen that would sign up to a web page that you have with a thermometer on it. And then when they sign up, they would pledge a maximum of $10 a month for 1 year. So what you could do, but their money would be spent by you saying, let's say this month I want to call up my financial Minutemen and have them send a check to Rand Paul's campaign. So they would send their check up to $10 to whomever you direct. And then they go back onto the
web. No, that's a super idea, because I've always been afraid of growing, didn't want the responsibility, didn't want to be the tip of the spear, just because of the responsibility and all the rest of it. I've tried to influence others, but I realize it's up to us to really step up, and that is a great idea. I'll look into doing it, Robert. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. I know you wanted to talk to first-time callers. I actually was the guy that called the other day on the second-time caller about my father telling me that story about the drug deal. But there was one other thing
I wanted to mention. Yeah, you had the family that was in special forces and talked about the government drug dealing. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was one other thing I wanted to say, but you were out of time. But
yeah, we're almost out of time again.
In 2012, you remember how the biggest news story was about the fiscal cliff and everything?
Yes.
Okay, well, every New Year's Eve, I usually try to go to a cool place to bring the New Year's in. That year, I happened to be in Washington, D.C., and my hotel was right around the corner from the White House and the Capitol. So I was in my hotel room after we got done partying or whatever for the night, and all the mainstream media had broadcasting that it was live, that the congressmen were in there trying to save the nation because of the deadline. So I happened to walk down to the Capitol, started talking with the security guard. He told me there was no one in there.
Yeah, that's what they do routinely, is they green screen stuff and just lie to the public. Just out of hand, they've set that precedent. You should have shot a video report or something on that with your phone to document it, but that's where you can stop them, is exposing the fraud.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in Lee,
the freeway. Democrats don't like Hillary, liberals don't like her, conservatives don't like her, libertarians don't like her, but the establishment likes her. Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan like her. She's getting record funds. And they plan to force feed this witch down our throats. It's just disgusting. I want to talk to Deborah, Zach, Chris, Renegade, Pete, and countless others that are holding. I don't see anybody on the 12 phone lines that wants to disagree with me and likes Hillary Clinton. I mean, I guess all these men and women calling in, I guess they don't like women. No, they don't like a known mafia don, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And we're sick of the Imperial Democratic Party and the Republican Imperial Democratic Party sharing power and residing over the demise of this republic. They've already run up debts to the point of no return. So now they're just maxing them out while they keep the wealth and give us the debt. The military, part of a precursor of Jade Helm, said InfoWars is not welcome at our drills in California. We still got footage. It's on InfoWars.com. And it's of riot control and mass arrest. It wasn't a dirty bomb drill. No wonder you didn't want us there. So that's what's going on at InfoWars.com, is the footage of that and more. Let's go to Deborah in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Boy, what a treat to talk to you. I first want to thank you. You woke me up about 9 years ago in your interview with Aaron Russo about Nick Rockefeller, and it was a fantastic interview.
Thank you.
And my husband and I have listened for about 9 years now. So anyway, at this point, we're opposing a high-voltage power line as part of the national grid that's going through our counties. They're taking out hundreds of family farms, century farms.
Yes.
And my specific question for you is, are there any official documents that links the national grid to the New World Order agenda and links it to depopulation?
Well, I mean, they've got so many studies it'll make your head spin. Even the UN admits it, Lancet admits it. Medical journals here in the U.S. that just low-level radiation from cell phones can give you brain cancer. High-powered lines, I mean, that's why your FM radio under one will break up, not to mention AM. There's so many power lines now with data going down them that creates even more feedback that, you know, AM radio and shortwave is almost inoperable in some areas. And it's been in Europe and other areas, it's illegal to have high-powered tension lines close to schools. And they do use the agenda of the right-of-ways around them to also grab more land than they need to basically sell it off. They're using the waterways initiatives to steal land, buffer zones. They're using the UN programs and UNESCO treaties with World Heritage Sites and bioreserves to grab property, not just here but worldwide. So they'll come in with federal and global development packages to say build a dam or put in some infrastructure, but then they'll steal tens of millions of acres, in some cases just hundreds of thousands of acres, it varies, around that, and then give that to select developers. They'll first claim it's going to be a wildlife reserve. They know you forget 5 years later, they build on it. I mean, I've watched that here in Austin, Texas.
Wow. Yeah, FERC's behind this, and I appreciate you had Richard Mack on a couple weeks ago, and I'm reading his book, and the EPA is also, of course, incenting this, so I'm just trying to figure out the best approach to opposing this.
Well, you know, people think they can oppose it from environmental perspectives, but environmentalism is only there to shut down their competition. If you connect it to Agenda 21 or to the fact that they're not paying people the proper amount for what the land's worth, or if lawsuits get threatened in a coalition, if any of these go near houses, it may cause them to move it. The best thing to do is to bury these things, but that's more expensive because then you don't have as much radiation going out. The ground shields it. And I'm all for technology. We've got to have a give and take. It's just that data over power lines, that's really dangerous. I appreciate your call, Deborah. Zach in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a blast getting on here with you.
It's a blast having you, brother. Go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. First thing, Hillary. I'll be quick. She's so New World Order that she might as well be on the back of a dollar bill.
I agree.
my two main points, I'll be quick. Everything, and you say this all the time, we live in a scientific dictatorship. I've been listening to you since I was 22. I'm now 31. And that's what comes to me to say on the show, is that
I mean, by the way, that's their word for it back in the 30s. Aldous Huxley called it that. His brother was the head of the eugenicist program, then the world founder of transhumanism, and the head of UNESCO that runs the UN programs. I mean, the problem is that I've read hundreds of books by them saying this. That's why I'm so angry. It's not my opinion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. That's true. And it's like, there's so many ways to prove that. Just like you said, you read these guys' words. They've been talking about it for
Tony months, Blair you know? Is all over the news saying it's time for centralized control, democracy doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they appoint leaders in Europe now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. It's in plain sight. And so the last point I was going to make was to your newest listeners, I mean, there's not probably a lot right now on Sunday, but, you know, the message to them is, just Alex will give you an article and he will say, look it up. Do it once. Do it twice. That's all you have to do. And your mind will start to open up. And then you just see it everywhere. Commercials, TV shows, movies. There is psychological attack in every direction.
It's incredible. And then people say, well, what do you mean? I thought mainstream lies. Well, usually it's driverless cars will tax you by the mile. It's so wonderful. They're telling you the truth because they're pushing it. I take it and then show you a document from 20 years ago where they admitted it was for social control. Then I have the former head of the NSA on to explain it's about control. See, we bring context, and it doesn't mean I have the exact right analysis. In fact, I'm so overwhelmed now that people think I exaggerate. 9 times out of 10, it's 2 or 3 times worse than I'm even saying. I mean, that's what's frustrating, brother. I cannot articulate how much deep trouble we're in. And, I mean, the numbers, as long as it's done incrementally, as long as the media doesn't make a big deal out of it, because we're too busy, you know, wanting to teach 5-year-olds how to be trannies, that, I mean, the cancer levels, if they keep growing like this, half the public will have cancer. A British newspaper when I was there said this, by 2025, that's true. By 2025, half the kids will have autism. I mean, we're dead already. They've already killed us. My God. And they'll just have marathons about it. And don't talk bad about the government being behind almost everyone being in a wheelchair and the highest IQ being 100 now, not 170, because, oh, now you're against the women with breast cancer. You know, because you're asking where it came from. It's so cultic. Sorry, go ahead and finish.
Sure, I'll finish. I'll give a powerful example. You know, what? 1938, Adolf Hitler, we need a new world order. In the Times magazine, it was under every picture of when he was the man of the year. Who called for it? George Bush Sr. You know, they all call for it.
I'm going to hold you over. You're a great caller, on topic, good phone. I want to hear what you'll finish your point. Hitler was worshipped in America. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, said on Sundays, the big radio stations would play Hitler speeches and translate them. Life magazine, Time magazine, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. Our government told Hitler to invade Czechoslovakia. They set him up.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of the big news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive National Guard trains to take on U.S. citizens. And the issue is there's always been riot control, and you need some of that for earthquakes, you name it. But it's accelerating. The government's running around like people trying to put out a fire with buckets, basically, like it's the end of the world. They're moving back into underground bunkers. That was in the AP last week. They're gearing up for all sorts of crises and saying in their own documents they're preparing to fight a civil war against libertarians, conservatives, and gun owners. And that's going to be when they fully announce the North American Union, gun confiscation, forced inoculation. We've always said that. They know when they take the veterans' pension funds. I was told by a high-level retired general just 3 years ago, he said, Alex, you know why they're saying the veterans the number one enemy and will engage in terror attacks against every police department. And I said, no, why? And he said, because there's plans to take the military pension funds. 6 months later, it's in the news where they're like, yeah, the pension funds are too big for officers and they're too big for enlisted that serve 20-something years. So they're offering them one-time payouts for about a third of what they'd get. And then you look at these pensions, they're nothing compared to city managers in California and small towns that get $800,000 a year. Oh, but if you're in the military and you're getting $40,000 a year or whatever, that's going to be taken. And then you think, oh, well, we have the debt because of that. No, we don't. We signed on to global derivatives. We signed on to the New World Order's garbage. They're maneuvering us into bankruptcy. We can have incredible prosperity. We can make whole economies out of taking care of veterans and old people. We can do whatever we want, but the globalists are sabotaging it. They want to restrict the economy. They want to pick the winners and losers. Speaking of winners and losers, most people don't know who he is, but a lot of folks might. James Randi of the Randi Foundation has a new movie out. I went and saw it last night. I talked about it in the first hour. I mean, nothing against a love story about a creepy old man and another guy. It's not that they're gay that I'm against them. It's just they're really disgusting. I mean, I can't think of two more unattractive men, quite frankly. And it just went on and on and on. And I talked about the whole gay agenda tyranny pushing it. That was even Elton John, you know, got paid to be at Rush Limbaugh's wedding. I like Elton John music. Sounds like something good for a wedding. I would hire somebody whether they were gay or straight. And everybody criticized Limbaugh, who doesn't even really harp on that subject, just like I don't. But even, I show even less. And then Elton John got attacked and like almost boycotted. And he said, boy, I do see what Rush Limbaugh is talking about now. You people are a bunch of totalitarians. Exactly. A bunch of control freaks. And this guy comes out and attacks me and gives me a scam artist award, a Pegasus award, and attacks me just all over the place. I never really pay attention to it because I was going to see a movie about him. I did about an hour of research. And the stuff he says about me, Alex Jones. Now, let's talk about a bunch of con men. The first one is an entertainer, a showman. Alex Jones wins the main con artist award. I played it last hour. Because he claims he's got an alternative medical treatment called water filters. It'd be like, he's got a thing he claims, an alternative medical treatment like brushing your teeth, you know. He acts like mowing your lawn. It's really weird. Or putting your shoes on in the morning. Whoa, he's discredited. I didn't say it was an alternative therapy. We sell a whole spectrum of high-quality water filters that cut out the pesticides, the glyphosates. We have the studies from the big, major, top firms, three of them, that do the water testing. All of our nutraceutical stuff is tested as well. In fact, we can't believe it. We have the biggest labs in the world, and they say we've never seen anybody do three tests in a row that beat California standards on all of our major products. California has standards so high, no one can follow it. Lawyers had it written that way where, if you know, there's like, you know, one part per billion of lead, you can't sell in California. You have to list it. We keep getting these tests from top firms back with, you know, electron microscopes and all these spectrometers. And they're like, you got angels or something in there, you know, over this. We just keep saying nothing, 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 nothing. I mean, we have the cleanest nutraceuticals supplements that we've ever seen because we shot for a level of neurotic control knowing we'd be a target. And we've got those published at InfoWarsLife.com. You want to go see the studies and the tests. In fact, we got new ones in, and I keep telling the guys, make sure they post it tomorrow. We've got the side-by-side tests, the comparisons, the competitors with the G2 ProPures, the Clearly Filters and others. They annihilate the competition. They either remove it all or cut it down to non-detectable levels, and then they have some expert get up and say, he claims he has alternative medical treatments with filters, and he claims it cuts out fluoride. Fluoride. As if it's not in thousands of publications, thousands of studies. Just a week ago, London Telegraph, the government says fluoride makes you obese, depresses, and gives you cancer. It's confirmed. But an old man with big eyebrows going, I have a Venezuelan sits on my lap. Well, I mean, if that's the case, you can tell us, you know, magically we're to divine everything. So there are some of the tests on the website. You can see EnviroTech Laboratories, all of them. So according to these guys, I guess just go drink glyphosate-filled wells or whatever. And if that doesn't grow your breast cancer, nothing will. If that doesn't give you prostate cancer, nothing will. Anyways, I meant to go into a plug. I want to do a rant. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have high-quality products there, and it funds the operation. All right, I want to go to Chris and Renegade, Petey and everybody, and Joe and William and Michael, everybody else. I will do it. But finishing up with Zach, I was interrupting you because you got me on a rant. They're trying to get us you know, to deny the Atlantic Ocean exists, this global tyranny. What was your other point?
Okay, I'll say two more quick points. I mean, Alex, I could talk for hours.
Well, go ahead. Just hit us hard.
I'll hit you hard. Okay. First thing, you've said it, how the macho man, the tough guy yuppie, will act tough about sports, and they'll go to the bar and they'll try and fight each other and act tough. Real emotion comes out of what you say, always say, is I get mad about this attacks on my family and myself. And you said it, something that stuck me. You said, the most good-hearted person is the most dangerous man in the room, because when he's cornered, he can become a demon. It's the 1% that fought in the American Revolutionary War. Just those people.
Well, that's right. And all these weak people like Hillary think they can bully and push and dominate us, and we're weak, and we're weak, we're weak, until we finally stand up. And that's why they're arming to the teeth, training, building up the biggest mass ever to fight us. And it's not going to work. In fact, I keep looking at Hillary's face on InfoWars.com. That is the most demonic, narcissistic rage, power-tripping, sicko filth. And again, I'm not judging her that she's a lesbian. I mean, it's admitted. She's got all these girlfriends. It's that she sexually harasses women like Bill and uses her power over these women and then gets away with it. And she's disgusting. I mean, can you imagine Hillary with these young women? I mean, it's not a very nice picture in the mind, is it?
Sadly, I think that's the most flattering picture ever.
No, I agree. I mean, I've got them where she looks really ugly, but I didn't use that photo. This is one of her official photos. But if you look in the eyes, that satisfaction, that look of I'm going to rape you, that look of I'm going to game you, I'm better. It's a predator look. Those eyes, that smirk. I just want to get that smirk off her dirty face. Zach, anything else?
Yeah, just one last quick point. New listeners, I would say probably watch Obama Deception. Maybe try that first, and then a few documentaries later, get into Endgame, and it's begun for you.
Yeah, I need to make some more films. I've made one in 5 years. I just do the nightly news and all these special reports. But those films are powerful by the grace of God. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. All right, Chris sitting there. I'm gonna go to break.
Alex.
Oh, Chris, you there? I'm going to go to break, come back to you. Then I'm going to go to Renegade, Petey, everybody else. I'm going to try to shut up and get to John, Michael, William, and Joe, and others. There's a bunch of other news. Obama there meeting with Raul Castro, and Raul said, it's okay, you're not part of the warmongering, we love you, and he's the most popular man in Cuba, Obama is, in polls. I mean, he's a total warmongering, banker head globalist. And then you got to watch sycophantic fake leftist. Raul Castro oversaw the murder of over 200,000 political dissidents. And just these two sacks of scrofulous rat turd filth just perched on us. And then they have the nerve to pose like they're leftist when they're bloated corporate maggots.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I didn't mean to go off into a jag, probably spending 15 minutes total of the 2 hours today talking about James Randi and the Honest Liar movie that's out in theaters that I went and saw. It's just that he doesn't just attack me in that same video where he says I'm a charlatan because I say filter your water. I mean, give me a break. It's like, go to Africa and drink out of a swamp. He says water filtration exists. I mean, it's all about how they control reality, like Snopes. Like, because they expose a fraudulent preacher or a fraudulent psychic, then water filtration isn't real. Or you've got a medical doctor like Dr. Oz, who does a lot of really good work. He's one of the best people on mainstream TV to tell the truth about, vaccines do actually have reactions. It's on the insert. So the people that have questions about it and problems, I mean, I think they are reasonable. You horrible person, you should be banned from TV. Governor Christie came out and said that. How dare you say there's any problems? There's never been a problem. What? They have a multi-billion dollar a year secret payout fund in the vaccine damage fund. That is, the court is secret. The details are secret, but it's admitted. There's never been one problem from a vaccine. I'm James Randi. Dr. Oz, InfoWars.com, slams glyphosate, Monsanto, and regulators, allowing its release. Monsanto declined to participate. I mean, they've got so many studies that this grows tumors, it'll just blow your mind. And then they go on and attack him because he came out and said that. And it's the same guy attacking him. There's no science that glyphosate has a problem. I have a big beard and a man sitting on my lap. No one can say no to that. Is that the answer for me to break through to folks and get them off fluoride and open borders and just have a like James Randi, a guy from Venezuela, just sitting on my lap? And then it's all fixed. See, they're like, oh, he has a 200 IQ. He's gay.
We'll find a small South American half your age.
We need to find a small South American half my age. I guess they'd be 20. Randy's like 85, and he was like, we put him right here on my knee. Or maybe just a ventriloquist dummy. I'll say I'm married to a gay friend, and it'll just sit there and go, you are amazing. You are amazing. That's the whole movie. You are amazing, Randy. You are amazing, Randy. I remember whenever they had Media Matters calling me up, and they wanted to talk to me, so I talked to the head editor. And I go, you were funded by George Soros, $3 million last year. And he goes, no, you weren't. And I went, I'm on the Federal Elections Commission link right here. And they went, well, Alex, yeah. I was just like, see, I'm supposed to be this idiot that just like everyone else. Oh, you're not involved with Soros? Oh, okay. He didn't found you with the White House? All right. Thank you for telling me. Because you say what reality is, right? Oh, I forgot. I'm going to throw up. I'm sorry. I want to go to your calls. Chris, go ahead and finish up. Sorry, I didn't get to you. Chris in Indiana.
Alex.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to make a comment about Hillary's announcement, but man, you're a kook, dude. We don't need to filter our water, take nathan iodine or D3 or flush our guts with our organic oxy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if glyphosate kills all your regular gut flora and all the studies and does it to farm animals and kills them. I mean, just you know what? Just do what the government says. Come on.
Yeah, we don't need to look at the Harvard studies that show that fluoride reduces children's IQ or anything. No, we don't need to look at any of that.
Don't even search it and be on Reuters instantly. I mean, just don't do it.
Exactly. Well, hey, I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton, she's nothing but a lying, pseudo-feminist, gun-confiscating, baby-killing, warmongering scumbag working for the Council on Foreign Relations. I got to tell you what.
I agree. And the only redeeming thing about her is, I guarantee you, she wears full-body black spandex or black latex with a bullwhip. Guaranteed. In fact, it's her sexual activity is the only reprieving thing about her. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. I'm going to stop right now. Actually, though, it's not murdering children. It's not setting up the Navy SEALs in Benghazi. It's not shipping guns into Mexico. It's not blowing up Oklahoma City. It's not killing Vince Foster. It's not good, but it's the least of the things. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's nothing but a Claire Underwood. I mean, the war on women is fake. 80% of the
If you don't support whatever she says, you're against women.
Alex, you've been talking about the House of Cards. I watched all three segments so far. Oh my God, you have no idea how.
No, I never watched TV. I had a hernia surgery, so I watched a bunch of TV, and it's just unbelievable how they make him a hero and he's obviously a bad guy. I'm out of time with that call. Thank you, Chris. Renegade Petey, I want to hear that you worship Hillary right now.
Oh, I love Hillary Bushton.
Good.
I love Hillary Bushton and Jeb Bushton.
But no, it's Jeb Clinton and Hillary Bush.
That's what the Bushtons, man. They might as well just marry each other. You know, I mean, it's
well, the Clintons are Bush fronts, so it's true. Yes,
it's true. You know what? But here's something else. This is something that even scares me more. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't felt fear like this since I was in the desert of Iraq in 1991, 24 years ago. This SB-277 in California.
You don't want forced inoculations now to go to the governor? Of course, we told you it was coming, but it was never going to come. But now forced inoculation, no. Yes.
Yes, forced inoculation. But you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody with an earshot of my voice needs to start calling to California and complaining, whether you live in California or you don't. I have a 12-year-old boy and a 3-year-old daughter. My boy's half vaccinated because I wasn't the wiser. My girl, she's vaccine-free.
Thank God.
It's going to start with the kids. And it's going to go to the adults. And if it passes here,
It's going to go across the country.
And then now they've got over 200 they want to get approved, over 100 they want to give. People say, well, when I was a kid, I didn't get sick because you took like five. Now it's over 50, and we know the inserts say it screws you up. Read the inserts. Absolutely, it's here. And they've got a whole bunch of other states on the measles thing. It turned out it was vaccinated people that got it. They kept saying in the news, funny, I'm vaccinated, but I got it. And then that's who's spreading it. The insert says it can give you measles and have you spread it. One person died 11 years ago from measles. You know how many have died from vaccines they admit? Just the swine flu vaccines alone in the 70s killed more than 14,000 people. But see, where's the horror?
The thing, Alex, here's my question. Is you know they're going to pull the end around, right? Here's what they do. They're going to pass a law. They're going to say, well, your kid can't come to school. Fine. I'm going to keep my kid out of school. Then they're going to call CPS and say, hey, you're keeping your kid out of school. Now we got to take your kid away.
And now in California, it's trying to pass laws saying you've got to have an education license to homeschool. Yeah, no, it's the state coming in to terminate parental rights. Listen, they passed the law last year, and I warned folks, that they can give your kids inoculations or anything else without parental consent by age 11 if they sign the form. Well, you can't get your kid to buy insurance until they're 18, or you can't get them to have sex with them until they're 18 because it's statutory rape. They're not at the age of consent. They're not ready to make the decisions. But the state's saying, hey, we can come in, and if your kid agrees with us, we trump the parent. I mean, what about that? God bless you. Appreciate your call. I meant to talk about this today, but I didn't. There's the Fox News headline. Bill requiring vaccination of California children passes first test of an emotional testimony. SB 277. I wasn't getting into driverless cars and what it really means, folks. I mean, this is just hell what they're setting up. Joe in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? I was just wanted to call and say that we can't tolerate Hillary Clinton. Whenever I talk to somebody about the presidential election coming up, they say, oh, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? I say, well, you know what? I think that her daughter married a scumbag who comes from a scumbag family, two ex-senators. One of them did time for bank fraud.
Oh, they're all criminals. The whole group is a nest of just the worst scum of the earth.
You know what I mean? It's look at the people that they hang out with. I mean, can we let Bill Clinton? Can we let
Hillary and Clinton were co-president? They pardoned a bunch of drug dealers. I mean, they are the scum of the earth. Hillary's been involved stealing donations for Haitian children.
Yeah. You know, I mean, from her dirty dancing escapades all through her tours of Africa to, I mean, deleting all of her emails, committing countless felonies. But you know what? I'm lying about Benghazi. The truth still hasn't come out about Benghazi. It's sad.
Joe, it's over the top. God bless you. Who should I go to next? Who's been holding the longest? William in Florida. You're on the air about Jade Helm. Go ahead. Don't you wish they'd put the troops on the border instead
Thank
of having
you for, taking my call. I live right at the back door of Eglin Air Force Base, and they are definitely playing war games a little more than normal. Yeah, and it actually started probably maybe a week before you actually broke the story. And
well, that's the thing I was going to say, is Jade Helm doesn't start in a few months. They are doing martial law drills under other names. I mean, they're going up for something. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I also wanted to say something about, you know, how you've been talking about gays. And, you know, I'm like you. It's whoever wants to do what they want to do. That's fine. But what a perfect way for Agenda 21, because in the future, the way they're pressing this gay issue down our kids' throats, that's a perfect way for kids to grow up and not have kids.
That's why they said in our film Endgame 2.0, the online and only, we show the university documents in the 60s, the plan to sell homosexuality so people don't have kids. That's what it's all about. It's cold-blooded, break up the family, the state is now the dad. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. God bless you all.